Hi, I'm Brian Hauck, and I'm a software development engineer and test in the Windows and Windows Live International team. As we've shown you in previous videos, the Multilingual App Toolkit can help you develop international apps that can reach a broader set of markets. Pseudo-localization is a tool that allows you to test internationalization aspects of your app before incurring potentially costly translations. It works by using a fictitious language designed to include some of the most problematic characteristics of localized texts. Through supporting the concept of pseudo-localization, the Multilingual App Toolkit can help you validate that your app is truly ready for the world. Let me show you how the ability to use pseudo can help facilitate world readiness testing. While it is hidden from the user, pseudo is available to be selected as the preferred language in Windows 8. This is because pseudo can be a powerful test tool and that outside developers may wish to use it during development. To add it to your language list, you have to search for it by its language code, QPS PLOC. Next, I'm going to open Visual Studio Express 2012 Windows 8 Edition. I've already downloaded and installed the Multilingual App Toolkit. Both of these are available as free downloads from the MSDN Dev Center. Let's open a sample app project called Wolf. Now, let's go ahead and enable the Multilingual App Toolkit. Due to the value that pseudo-localization provides, you'll notice that this feature is enabled automatically. You see we have a file called pseudo-language pseudo-xlif under the Multilingual Resources folder. This file acts like any other language to the app. Okay, now let's build the project. This will populate the pseudo-xlif file with English source strings in preparation for translation. Let's go ahead and generate the actual pseudo-translations. As you can see, the strings have been modified and are now pseudo-translated. Looking at this first string, you can see we've prepended a set of alphanumeric characters. These are a unique identifier for this resource. You can see we've embedded the source string in here, but we've added some enhancements to it via character substitution. This helps identify ASCII conversions that would cause problems in localized text. I'll show you why this is important coming up. Now let's run the solution so that we can take a look at what pseudo looks like in practice. One advantage of using pseudo is it makes it clear where you have strings that aren't exposed to localization. Usually this is because they've been hard-coded. You can see here, we have strings that are displayed in English, which means they weren't available to the toolkit for translation. We know we need to fix the source code before we perform our actual translations, otherwise we'll miss these resources. Some strings, once translated, will vary in length dramatically from the source text. Pseudo-localization applies padding to its translations to ensure your app will be able to handle longer strings. Pseudo encloses the text in brackets, which makes it clear if a string has been truncated. You can see here we have a control that doesn't appropriately handle the increased text length. As a result, the string gets truncated. This is identified due to the missing closing bracket. Spotting issues like this will ensure your software is presenting text correctly, regardless of the translation. Unique identifiers are added to each string to allow testers to log defects on specific resources, even if the resource ID isn't available. Here, we have two different resources with the same text. Due to context, they may be translated differently depending on the language, which is why they've been split into two distinct resources. If a tester finds a problem in one of the resources, like a potential truncation, simply giving the text of the string doesn't identify the problem. In this case, all the tester needs to do is log the defect with the pseudo identifier, and it clarifies the issue. Here at Microsoft, we have internal test tools that rely extensively on pseudo identifiers to reduce testing costs and to simplify testing. To summarize, pseudo translations make it easy to pre-test your international app before paying for translations. The benefits to using pseudo are: Find unlocalizable strings, which could potentially delay the project since more round trips to the translators will be required. Find where increased string lengths cause text truncations, which can severely diminish the user experience. Provide unique identifiers to the resources, which can allow testers to file more specific defects. We hope you find the pseudo-translations provided by the Multilingual App Toolkit a powerful tool in testing multilingual apps for Windows 8. Thank you.